running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We are accredited and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome Patrick Jones running for re-election for Reading City Council. Let's find out what Patrick's vision is for the city for the next 4 years. VFW also joins us, and we're going to do a catch-up of what happened this weekend and the future of politics right here in Shasta County. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Happy Daylight Savings Time.
Good morning.
I got to sleep in for an hour. That's what I've always wanted.
Yeah.
To sleep in an extra hour.
Yeah. You've been looking forward to that for all year. One thin hour.
One thin hour. Yeah. Okay, so the big debate is this real time or were we in real time?
I don't know.
I guess since this is standard.
This is standard.
Time, this would be considered.
Oh, this is real time?
Yeah, this is standard time.
I like
time.
This time. I do. I like this time. I always feel out of whack on the other time. So many things make me feel out of whack.
That's the problem.
What, Bob? Bob looks distressed.
I just discovered there's no right channel in these headphones.
Oh, all right.
So you'll be listening to Lefty Radio all morning?
Yeah, we're not going left. I'm sorry.
Just swivel them around. The L and the R. Nobody will know. Okay, we'll know. We'll tell everyone.
Maybe while I flip these around.
Excuse me. Go down under the desk, flip them around, come back up.
There may be a spare pair around here.
That's why we're on radio. Aaron, Bill, Bob, and our good friend Tracy.
And Tracy's back.
Tracy Mann has been working on Common Core here for a while. She's a mom who started looking into it and going, what? They're doing what? So we have endeavored to find some nice experts from around the country and get them on the air so that we can help, anybody, but, you know, the local guys figure out how to push back on this and, you know, get some resources and stuff. Hate to burst the bubble, though, but this will be our last program. And I don't actually have anything specifically prepared, but this will be our last program. Like a giant sniff.
I'm getting all emotional.
I was like, are you tearing paper or sniffing? So in the future, and this had nothing to do with Carl and Linda, actually, just a programming switch the Tea Party guys wanted to do. And wanted us to be an hour instead of two and do more local programming and not have really the creative control. And, you know, with, like, no day's notice, just had to kind of opt to pull the plug. There weren't a lot of choices. So if you like the program the way it is and you'd like to see us continue, you know, we'll have to find a different time slot and stuff, which, of course, we can do. Just join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. All our contact information is there. If you know anybody who'd like to sponsor the program, it'll be privately funded at that point. And we can do that. I just couldn't make it happen by today. I couldn't do that in 3 days.
It's just because you didn't want to break out your treasure chest.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it, you know. So anyhow, that's a little change we'll be making. So I don't know exactly. I think it'll be State of Jefferson and Sovereign Minds on during this time slot. And I'm not sure who's 2 hours, who's 1 hour. It'll be from 8 to 11. So stay tuned and find out. That's my big announcement. Unscripted. Okay, so
you're so gracious.
Yeah, gosh, I feel sweaty.
Yeah, and spitty.
No, that was you.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, no, you felt sniff. Yeah, you felt spiffy. Sniffy. Tracy, I told you today was a good day to show up. So today's author, her name is Kirsten. Oh, and I noticed it says Kristen on the website, but it's Kirsten. So we need to switch her I and her R. Kirsten Lombard, she comes from Wisconsin, actually. We found a great guy found us, actually, through our archives. And Tony gave me a call a couple weeks ago and said, hey, I've got some great people for you. Do you want them? And, of course, we said yes. So she is Wisconsin born and bred. I'll just give you the little snippet in case you're not looking at the site. She has been a Madison-based grassroots organizer for the past 5 years, and in that role, she's focused primarily on state policy matters that impact personal freedom and civil liberties. She founded Resounding Books, a publishing company and political action committee, and the company's inaugural book is Common Core on Common Ground. It includes essays by multiple contributors due to be released in late October, which would be last week.
Yeah.
So we'll have to find out from her when it actually specifically was released. You're giving me the thumbs up? So she's on there. Okay, so just before we move to that, there's a summary of the book here on the website. There's a link to how to buy it. They've got some really good videos that Kirsten did at different seminars and things. And so use the site, wethepeopleradio.us. So, Kirsten?
Hi.
Hey. Gosh, it sounds like you're right here.
I'm delighted the sound quality is great.
Yeah, so we're all over this thing. So you have Tracy. This is your these are your cliff notes. You have Tracy, who is a mom and working with a group here to get educated and figure out how we can combat Common Core. And we have Bill, that I'm married to, that I roped into doing this when my first co-host moved to Utah.
Yeehaw.
and me, and we already chatted on the phone, and then Bob, our engineer. So those are the voices you'll hear.
Great. Well, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning.
All right. So it's totally up to you. Where would you like to start?
Well, this is, I don't know how much you've talked about the book in the last few minutes, but Common Ground and Common Core is a project that I'm just incredibly excited about. It was released to the world just a couple of nights ago in final print form, and Kindle and EPUB versions are on their way shortly. But this is a book that's really unlike any other book on Common Core that's out there, in that it has gathered voices from across the political spectrum to discuss a lot of the really strong reasons why people should be concerned about Common Core and pushing back against it. And I think that the fact that you have all of these different voices, these different perspectives from across the political and ideological spectrum, really makes it very difficult to dismiss the argument. You know, we've seen in a number of states that essentially this has been dismissed as just a Tea Party issue, or it's been dismissed as just a, you know, teachers complaining issue.
Sure.
Or, you know, people have been marginalized. They've been put into these little boxes and marginalized. It becomes very difficult to do that when you have a book like Common Ground and Common Core that brings so many different voices and perspectives together. So we're really excited about it.
Well, I think that Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. The Common Core thing, because Tracy went in to see our superintendent of schools here. And she, you know, walked in the door, and what do you say? We're not talking about Common Core?
No. We actually love Common Core, and there's nothing you can do to actually change our mind about it.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a little eye-opener for me. They weren't – that was as I walked into the door. I hadn't even started talking, so –
Wow. So they didn't even let you get a word out, really.
They actually did. They changed my strategy and went a different direction with it. And actually, it was regarding the assessments and what I had found out with the assessments. So I did change my my talking points. So I think I got his attention. He left me stay in at least for an hour. So that was pretty good.
Fantastic. Congratulations on navigating that situation. Wow. Yeah. One of the great essays in the book deals with the way that we've been maneuvered into this through the use of international testing, which I think is just a fascinating topic. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to actually look at the book yet, but Chris Tinkin, who's written a whole lot, actually, on international testing and how it's been used to maneuver people into Common Core, wrote just a great essay for this particular work, talking about how PISA and TIMSS and some of these other international tests we've been basically told that we need to do Common Core because we're failing in comparison to our international cohorts, students are across, the globe, and that we're not going to be internationally competitive and on and on and on and on and on. And what Chris does is just blow those arguments right out of the water and shows people how frankly, we're being maneuvered. Countries like China are being used as an example in terms of international testing, while only very specific populations in China actually take the international assessments, and they are not your standard run-of-the-mill students. They are the cream of the crop and the people who come from, upper crust families and so it's not a fair comparison at all. There's other stuff he reveals in that essay, but we have been maneuvered into this. We've been maneuvered into high stakes testing as an accountability measure. We've been maneuvered into Common Core as a standards program and curriculum. It's really pretty atrocious the way that we've been lied to and maneuvered.
So go back to the high stakes, Bob. Do we have to take a break?
We do in a minute or two.
Okay. All right, before I ask you like a question that requires a giant answer, can I ask you this quick call. Hold on, we're taking a break now. High-stakes testing, when you say that, I mean, I immediately, my ears perk up. And so for those people who really are unfamiliar with the testing part of it and what that holds for our kids, what does high-stakes testing mean?
Well, high stakes testing, the title basically refers to the fact that there are high stakes attached to these assessments for teachers and schools in particular, but also for students. The problem is that these stakes, which involve, for example, merit pay for teachers or even employment, the tests aren't valid. As a matter of fact, Dr. Gary Thompson, who's out of the state of Utah, he's a psychologist who specializes in assessment of students out in Utah, has basically been touring the country, has been invited to speak lots of different places, and has revealed how basically these tests are literally just an experimentation upon our children because there is no validity to them. They have not been piloted in the way that they should have. They have not been validated. And frankly, if you or I did this, if we were to give children tests that had not been piloted or validated or anything like that, we would go to jail. And yet somehow these tests are being given to kids. These experiments are being run, and nobody's calling anybody on the carpet.
And people don't people have no idea what's going to happen. So this isn't testing that is transparent to the parents, right?
It is not testing that's transparent to the parents. In fact, it's not even testing that's transparent to the teachers. They don't get to see the questions that are on these exams. They're, you know, in a position of having to administer the exams, to proctor them, but they don't know in advance really what's going to be on them.
So they don't see the test until it's actually administered at that time?
I'm not sure they're even allowed to look at it then. I think that they don't actually get to see it. It may be while they're administering it, but I think it may actually be after the test has been administered.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of this, as time goes on with Common Core, the idea is that each kid's test starts to become specific to them.
Absolutely. This becomes part of the child's permanent record, and there is a permanent record. All of this stuff is being stored. You see all of this activity going on now around longitudinal databases, for student data. Here in Wisconsin, we have something called the Statewide Student Information System, which is part of the data gathering and collection and storage mechanism for all of this data that's being collected primarily through the high-stakes tests. What's really disturbing, what most people do not understand, is not only are we experimenting on our children with these tests, or somebody's experimenting on them, but there literally is nothing within these tests that is actually testing knowledge. Or if that's being done, it's being done in a very cursory way. This is really designed more to test compliance, and that's more for teachers and schools, school districts. They're being measured to make sure that they are complying with the Common Core.
Do the kids get, all the kids get the same questions on the test, or are the tests tailored for each individual child as this thing moves forward?
Excellent question. These are responsive tests, so essentially they're all computerized, and as the child takes the test, if they're doing well on the questions, if they're getting a lot of questions right, then the questions increase in difficulty. If they're having trouble answering questions, then the questions will decrease in difficulty. So, no, not everybody is going to get all the same questions on these exams.
Amazing.
Kirsten, this is Tracy. I've actually done a lot of research on the assessments, and it flat out states that they're doing psychometric testing on our children. For the public, with technology that we have implemented to the world, actually, how advanced we are in medicine, using the psychometric testing with all these surveys that our children are actually doing in school, too, as well.
Absolutely.
What is the, you know, for the general public, what kind of psychometric, I mean, a lot of people don't know what psychometric means.
That's the word psycho at the beginning, so that's, that just sounds bad.
You're welcome to, supplement what I say here, Tracy, because it sounds like you have done your homework on this issue. My next book, actually, out of Resounding Books, is going to be to republish Beverly Ekman's Cloning of the American Mind, which deals very, very much in depth with psychometrics and the fact that our children have been being tested psychometrically for quite some time now without people really understanding that's going on. But psychometrics essentially is a way to collect and mine psychological information about children. And that can be used in all sorts of ways, including direct marketing to children in the classroom, which is part of what is going on through Common Core.
So if you think your kids are getting a bonus by watching all the commercials on television, you ain't seen nothing yet.
I think that's exactly right. If you look at one of the essays that one of my very favorite essays in the volume, I probably shouldn't say that because all my contributors may like wonder why.
Okay, we won't tell anyone.
Their essay is not my favorite.
Total
but like,
secret.
This, there's just a stunning, stunning essay by a woman named Morna McDermott in the last section of the book, which deals with avoiding false reform, and she is looking at model legislation that is coming out out of the American Legislative Exchange Council, which many people think of as a pretty conservative, free market-oriented organization. But essentially, if you look at the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, up close and personal, what you discover is that this is public-private partnership in action. It is putting state legislators in the same room with special interests, particularly big business, to draft legislation, model legislation, which then can be ported back to various states for passage. And she, Morna, looks at three model bills, one or two of which have already gained approval to be, used through ALEC. And essentially, some of those bills are facilitating data collection and data mining on students, and then, in addition to that, direct marketing to students in the classroom.
Lovely. So, on that happy note, though, I think it's only appropriate that we take a break and thank our advertisers, right?
Right.
All the nice people who are not psychometrically testing our kids and trying to sell them. What are we going to sell them? Guns and cereal and stuff like that? We usually have kind of edgy commercials. we got to get those rainbow and puppy commercials off.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCN.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
Hey, Tracy, you can laugh on the microphone.
On air chortling is okay.
So, Kirsten, we forgot to tell you that part of our gift is Bob. Bob's the gift. He always has just the right song to make these. He's like Mary Poppins. You know, what is
awesome.
It? Spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. So as we talk about, you know, the end of the world as we know it, we try to. Be fun. We do what we can to be fun.
Absolutely.
Okay, so they're going to they're gonna the testing, just to clear up for folks who think, like, you know, I mean, when you say school testing, right, everybody thinks, oh, yeah, fill in the bubble, blah, blah, blah.
It's gonna make it a little bit tough for cheaters, isn't it, if everybody gets a different test.
If they're looking at only your brain,
yeah,
they're going to actually know
exactly.
What's in there. Well, the tough part is, though, we used to take tests about what was the capital of this, and now there's a new twist to this, isn't there?
Well, absolutely. And one of the things that's kind of profoundly disturbing to me about these tests as well is that because they are adaptive, because they're responsive in the way that I was describing earlier with children getting tougher questions if they're getting, you know, questions right and getting easier questions if they're getting, you know, questions wrong. You know, what if a kid walks into that test and says, I don't really feel like taking a test today, so I'm just going to blow the questions.
Right.
Now you've got, you know, something that already isn't valid, already is, you know, problematic in that respect, already is not measuring knowledge, already is, you know, putting, you know, the thumb screws to teachers and school districts in terms of compliance.
But now he's going to skew the whole system.
And now it's going to skew the whole thing. And you've got teachers, you know, and school districts who are dependent on the results from these tests, either to, you know, for merit pay or to even sometimes keep the doors of the school open, because another part of what's going on is that, you know, public schools are getting flipped into private for-profit charters. So, you know, you have this kind of thing going on, and these school districts and these teachers are dependent on these scores that are potentially completely blown by students who just don't even feel like taking the test. So, I mean, this is a nightmare for everybody, really, never mind the amount of stress this is causing the children who take these tests. So,
well, Tracy, you know, was telling me that the tests are designed to stress the kids out.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you look at, there's a paper, Tracy, you can probably speak to this even better than I can, but there's a paper that was done for the Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education, a few years ago, Grit, Tenacity, and Perseverance or something like that?
Oh, yes.
And basically what it's doing is it's talking about the qualities that are going to be needed in people, in the workforce in the future, and what do we do in order to cultivate these qualities, these characteristics, psychological, you know, personal characteristics. So what we're talking about here is social engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, these tests are being made specifically, you know, difficult for people. They want to try and see if kids can power through this stuff because they believe fundamentally that those are qualities that are going to be needed for the quote-unquote jobs of the future.
Well, you say social engineering. This is social engineering at its finest. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah. Charlotte Iserbeet, we've had her on many, many times, and she talks a lot about this behavioral manipulation, I guess, that's going on with this new type of education. It's not about getting your kids ready for the workforce. It's about manipulating them into taking their place in the workforce.
That is absolutely correct. Another of the essays in the book, actually, by Jeffrey Horn, excuse me, talks about this in great detail, that the quote-unquote jobs of the future that Common Core is supposedly preparing people for, it's not what people think. He goes into great detail about some of the modern facilities that exist, you know, like places like Amazon and certain insurance companies and, you know, whatnot, these large, large corporations. And that is exactly right. You are cog. There is an exact way to do everything. You are given a badge. You are timed for each task that you're given. There's a specified route that you're to take, and if you deviate from the route, that's potentially problematic for you. I mean, these are the jobs of the future. These are the jobs.
Kirsten, go to the freezer, get the box.
I'm gonna throw this out at you and see what you think of this, because I've run into some research that it's definitely caught my attention. I found out that they are using what they call CAST through the assessments, at least through Smarter Balanced. It's the Center for Applied Special Technology, And I found out it's a special ed. It started under the special ed. It was a contract through the United States government. And they're using that for all children. And I was just kind of curious if you think at all, because there's some attachment. Sorry about that. There's some attachment to the brain mapping that President Obama has actually put it, the initiative into. Have you guys done any research with the attachments of the brain mapping, that what he wants to do, and the Education Department yet?
Wow, I have not, but to be really frank, none of that would surprise me particularly, particularly with what I know in terms of the college and career-ready aspects of this, the school-to-work aspects of it, which is really just, it's a continuation of what's been going on really since at least the 1990s, where we're, you know, basically career-tracking children into, you know, very specific roles that are essentially decided for them earlier and earlier before children have a chance to decide for themselves. So it wouldn't, brain mapping, that sort of thing would not surprise me from that angle. It also would not surprise me from the direct marketing in the classroom angle.
So this is one of those things where now, I mean, just so people understand that are kind of freaking out, that maybe thought this was bad, weren't sure, had heard from someone else, figured it was a bridge too far, they're not really doing this, you're just a, you know, conspiracy theorist. You have some, do you have some ideas on what people can do for this? And do some of the people in your book that you interviewed, or was it kind of just circling the wagons and figuring out that really we should all have a problem here?
It's,
do you have a silver bullet? That's what I want to know. Do you have a silver bullet?
Well, there is no silver bullet, but what I will say is that what runs this whole train is data.
Okay.
And if the data dries up, so does the train. I mean, that's the coal in the engine, is the data. So what people need to be looking to do is to starve the machine of data. If you have children in the public school system or in a voucher school that is going to be subjected to the same, you know, accountability and standards, seriously look at opting your kids out of the tests or doing everything you can, you know, to do that. I think that from what I'm seeing, there are still a lot of states where you do have the option to opt your kids out. That's a great way to go.
And in California, we can. Apparently, Tracy's nodding her head.
What do you see as far as the teachers' side of the equation? What do you see for their futures in all that? I mean, if this thing goes according to plan, what kind of a career path do teachers or people that want to get into teaching have?
Zero, unless they just want to be a proctor in their own classroom. I mean, that's what's happening, is that teachers are being turned into proctors in their own classrooms. Part of the goal of Common Core is, you know, we're talking about standardization, and
right.
We're talking about standardization on a massive scale, to the point where they have expressed a desire to know that every child would be learning, in any grade level, would be learning the same thing in every classroom across the United States on any given day.
And
now, go ahead.
I wanted to say, too, that's called Universal Design for Learning. They've actually pushing that. And a matter of fact, I found out that California was actually piloting some of this in some areas and districts. And it's actually going digital. And, of course, you've got Bill Gates behind this. So it is called Universal Design for Learning, and that is the course that the Common Core is actually taking. And it sounds like it's implemented all over. So,
and, of course, we're all the same, so that'll
exactly.
be great, because
exactly.
that's why we have one-size-fits-all
right.
clothing, right?
So
right.
So did hit it on the head with the teachers. I think the teachers will be just proctoring to make sure that they're on the computer systems.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. In terms of Chris Nielsen, who has written a couple of books on Common Core and related issues, has also done an essay for Common Ground on Common Core. And this is one of the things that he discusses. And as a matter of fact, his essay is titled, Teaching the Common Core is Not Teaching. And he's dead right about that, because essentially all it is doing is undermining the actual craft of teaching, where a teacher has the freedom to, you know, determine not only what they're going to teach in their classroom and how they're going to teach it, but how they will actually tailor it to the individual children in their classroom. Because essentially, every child is an individual. Every child has a different learning style. Every child has different hopes, dreams, aspirations, interests, skills, abilities, you name it.
How annoying.
They're individuals. And so to ram children into this standardized model and to ram teachers into that standardized model literally deprives the children of any kind of individualized attention that the teacher could possibly hope to give them in relationship to, say, any learning differences they may have, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, this is turning teachers into proctors and, frankly, making them helpless as they watch the children in their classroom struggle. And I guarantee you there's a whole lot of really good teachers out there who do not want to be strapped in and unable to assist their students.
Sure. And what we hear, I mean, I know we're hearing a variety of feedback from, you know, parents and kids alike, but a lot of kids who were formerly good students are really, really melting down, especially over the math. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to take 5 minutes to solve a 1 second problem of, you know, 10 minus seven. The kids just, you know, why do that to them? If you know the answer and you can get there from here, it's kind of like you get punished for being smart. What a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's disastrous. Tracy, I hear you piping in.
She is too.
Sorry, I'm just kind of anxious because I enjoy talking to you. We're getting a lot of information here. How come these teachers, because I noticed a lot of the people that are behind the technology and behind the curriculum, some of the stuff now that are coming through, the teachers are standing behind, and I know that they like data to keep them going. But how come their eyes aren't opened with this? Because I know some of the teachers are just kind of going, well, wait a minute, my job, you know, this isn't what I wanted to do. However, are you having the same problem over there with teachers?
Well, in Wisconsin, where I'm from, we have some very particular difficulties. I think that, you know, there have been problems in a lot of states getting teachers to wake up and understand that this is not just the latest bad reform idea. You know,
this
is part of what's going on, is that we've had bad reform after bad reform after bad reform. And this is, frankly, in my view, purposeful. Essentially what they do is they create a problem and then they come in with a quote-unquote solution. And every single reform is the solution to the last problem created. And it is a way to move particular agendas forward. So what you have is a lot of teachers who've seen bad reform after bad reform after bad reform. I don't know a teacher in the world who liked No Child Left Behind, and they, as well they should not have. It was a terrible, terrible reform from a number of different standpoints.
Didn't they kind of dub that Race to the Bottom?
Yes, yeah. Right, exactly. So, you know, you've seen these teachers having to adapt to every single bad reform that's come down the pipeline, and they've done it. They've done it because they didn't really have much of a choice. They're just told, look, this is the program now. This is what you got to do. And so I think with Common Core, you know, on some level, the way that this was rolled out, teachers were allowed to think that they would have more freedom initially, at least in some places where I've seen this happening. They have been led to believe that, oh, this is going to, you know, foster a lot more dialogue about learning. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. But the problem is they're seeing this before the actual full implementation has taken place. And once that full implementation takes place, all of the positives that they're seeing go away. And it's going to go away in a big hurry. And the reason for that is because now everything is going to be dependent on whatever scores are coming back from those tests. And there isn't going to be room for the dialogue. There isn't going to be room for the creativity. There isn't going to be room for anything that these teachers have been told there's going to be room for.
Well, creativity is out the window. I mean,
oh, completely.
No place for that at all.
You know, when I was substituting and stuff, the thing that bugged me the most were those teachers that insisted that every kid's art project look the same. You know, here's two noodles, a black pen, a thing of glue, you know, make it just like this. We're going to all have Thanksgiving turkeys that look exactly the same. And it's kind of funny. So there's been, sorry if you're one of those teachers out there. I'm sure there was a good reason for it. I just could never figure it out. It just made me want to make something else, you know.
Right.
But this is sort of that, just on steroids. So no independent thought, no... You can't excel, so there's no. Obviously, we're gonna get rid of all those nasty gifted and talented programs.
Right.
Those are all gone, I'm sure.
Right, and I think, you know, like as I mentioned, in Wisconsin, we have an added problem on top of the fact that, you know, teachers are just sort of used to, you know, adopting the reforms because they have to, or being, you know, believing whatever is given to them, because really, what option do they have but to believe? And sort of adapt. But in Wisconsin, with all of the Act 10 stuff that's happened, with, you know, public employee unions and the reforms that have happened here around that, there is an extreme polarization here. And, you know, certain factions of the population here, including teachers, have a tendency to be like, well, you know, if Governor Walker's, you know, for it, we're against it, and if he's against it, we're for it. You know, and it's a knee-jerk sort of reaction. And Governor Walker here in Wisconsin has said some very vague things in the press over the last, I would say, 6 months or so about how, well, Wisconsin could have better standards than Common Core. We should have our own Wisconsin standards, et cetera. All very vague. And so they have been led to believe by these vague statements in the press that Governor Walker is actually now trying to get rid of Common Core. What they do not understand is, in fact, Governor Walker is fully behind Common Core. He is not interested in seeing it go anywhere. And if we do anything here in Wisconsin, I think we will head for a rebrand, not a repeal, because of, you know, the fact that the governor is really quite firmly behind Common Core.
Well, that's evil and bad. This is like Bad News Sunday.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting that extra hours of sleep. It's okay. We do it every week. We just always pretend like we're surprised. That's just part of our magic. All righty. We've got to take a quick... Bob's nodding. We need to take a quick break. We will be back in 2 minutes. We are here with Kirsten Lombard. We're talking about Common Ground on Common Core, and we'll be hearing all sorts of fun things this morning. Stick with us. At KCNR, 1460 AM. There was more time than I thought.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Football is better on the river. Escape your Mondays and start your week out right with football tailgate fun and Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime Lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement and catch your favorite team on six gigantic screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, football prizes, or a spin for $100 or nothing, plus $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. And while you're here, try your luck at the Swipe to Win for your chance to win a table of 10 for our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. Now, even better. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Up for some meal deals and drink specials? Grub out on our sports menu and overtime lounge. Half off until the end of halftime.
Except alcohol.
An extended happy hour until 9 p.m. only at Wind River Resort and Casino. Can you fit all this hard-hitting action into one package? Football is better on the river. Wind River Resort and Casino. For more info, log on to windriver.com. Football is better on the river.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, after Common Core, we'll be able to fit them all on a short bus, so find one now and hold on to them. Kirsten, so I'm glad we have you on the whole morning, because this is just a monumental deal. Talk to us a little bit about the folks that you've, like, how about this? Like, the far right, the far left, we all know, like, they meet in the middle somewhere. But what about those other folks that were maybe just dazed and confused? Who'd you wind up interviewing?
You know, to start with, this has been, I've been a grassroots activist for probably about 5 years, based out of Madison, Wisconsin. And it's been a privilege to be a grassroots organizer, and I've done some things that I'm really proud of as a grassroots organizer. This book is, bar none, the thing I am proudest of having done in my entire life, and I have made some of the most amazing contacts and friends doing this book, because I've been talking to people that for a long time I was told, well, you shouldn't talk to that person, or you shouldn't try to work with that person, because you won't have anything in common. And it turns out that, in fact, some of the people that you least expect, people who identify as radical leftists or as, diehard progressives or, whatever, these have turned out to be great friends and allies in this fight. And I've been so grateful for them and the amazing insights that they have and the research that they've done. And there is common ground. There is so much. We have been purposely pitted against each other for far, far, far mm-hmm. too long. And it serves the people in Washington, and it serves the people in our state capitals very well if we are not talking to each other. It does not serve us. The polarization hurts us, and the, automatic dismissal of each other's insights hurts us. So I'm really excited that Common Ground and Common Core is fostering the dialogue. And this book was very specifically edited. Like, every single contributor that I worked with for this book agreed to a very rigorous editing process whereby we would cull out partisan lingo, partisan language, anything that would immediately turn somebody off on the quote-unquote other side, you know, whether it's, somebody who identifies on the left writing or somebody who identifies on the so-called right, you know, writing. Every single essay has been designed to be picked up by anybody and read and understood. And what you might be able to tell in certain essays more than others, you know, where the author is coming from politically or ideologically, you will at least be able to read the essay and appreciate their arguments. And while you may not agree with everything they have to say, you'll agree with a lot of it, or you'll at least understand, like I said, where they're coming from. So this is a tool literally that can be picked up by anybody and be handed to anybody. We worked very hard to make that the case. In terms of the people in the middle who are maybe living in a haze, that's good news, you know, to be able to pick up a book like this, or if you know somebody who's in the middle and in a haze, to be able to hand it to them and know that, you know, whatever their political stripe, whatever their ideological bent, this is a tool, this is a compendium of essays that is going to provide them with solid, valuable information, lots of good research, personal testimony, people like Sandra Stotsky and Jim Milgram, who were, you know, actually on the validation committee for Common Core, experts. These are literally some of the top grassroots activists and the top education experts that we could have gotten for this volume. And I think it's a great tool to be able to hand to anybody.
I think in your list of topics, your sections, you know, the I liked it, a pre-planned solution shafting the public.
Yep.
A manufactured crisis manipulating the public, an academic fraud pretending at rigor. And that, you know, we've got to get to a pretending at rigor in probably our next segment, because that's kind of a long one. But I liked also an educational boondoggle, you know, standardizing education. And you have some really, you have some folks that we actually were planning on having on and in the future, if our listeners want to support the show and we can get the financing up and running, we will come back online and bring those people in. Sandra Stotsky and some of those folks we wanted to hear from. And then I liked this other part, because we've talked about it, but it's a career squelcher. Undermining the craft of teaching. So for those, I started my career as a teacher and then realized that the same crappy teachers that they weren't, I didn't grow up in the area where I was teaching, but the same people who wanted everybody to sit down and shut up were now my peers.
No, you just didn't you didn't like all the cigarette smoke in the teacher's lounge. Yeah, that's what your problem
It's true. Was. That was back in the day when you needed like a machete to cut your way into the teacher's room, and they were in there just complaining about the kids. And I thought, is this me in 40 years? And anyway,
oh,
I wandered. I wandered off at that point, but yeah. And then your last, you have 10, 11, 9 sections.
9 sections. Yep.
The learning killers, stunting students, a family destroyer, undermining parental rights. That is a huge piece of this. And the way out, saying no to false reform. So that's what people have to look forward to in this. And under each of those headers, you have essays by different people.
Yes.
I think it's a cool format.
I knew I couldn't address every single aspect of Common Core, because it is such a huge topic and there's so many related initiatives and issues that go with it. But we worked really hard to hit on some of the most important, including some that people don't always think about, like the essay on model legislation, some of the issues with children with learning differences, et cetera. So, I am really proud of this project. I know the contributors are proud of it. And to go back to something you were asking about earlier, is this just rallying the troops to say how bad it is, or are there solutions in here? There, like I said, no silver bullet, but that last section of the book definitely works at pointing in some good directions for dialogue, pointing in some practical directions. Brian Medved, who is on the school board in Germantown, Wisconsin, the only community in Wisconsin to push back against Common Core and say, no, we will not implement it.
Hey, Kristen, we're going to get cut off from a break.
Here comes the news.
Here comes the news. when we come back, I want to hit back on that parental part of your book there.
Everybody
what
make
are
notes.
Parental rights?
Everyone make notes.
Because that is a biggie.
We are, you're listening to We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. It's our last broadcast for the time being. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta, Reading.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Ahead of this week's elections, President Obama hits the campaign trail in two states today.
After a campaign trip to Michigan on Saturday, the president travels to Connecticut this afternoon to rally Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy. This evening, he'll make an appearance in Philadelphia with gubernatorial candidate Tom Wolf. With low approval numbers, the president has appeared with a small number of Democrats this campaign season, and most of them have been in governor's races.
That's SRN's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. There are encouraging signs that a doctor infected with Ebola while treating patients in Guinea is getting better.
Officials at New York's Bellevue Hospital have upgraded Dr. Craig Spencer's condition from serious but stable to stable. His case led governors in New York and New Jersey to declare a mandatory quarantine for travelers exposed to Ebola in West Africa. Gordon Griffin, SRN News.
Authorities in Iraq say a car bomb attack near tents serving Shiite pilgrims has killed 14 people in Baghdad. Police officials say the attack took place today as people were delivering food to the Shiite pilgrims bound for Karbala. Israel has shut its crossings with the Gaza Strip, except for humanitarian aid, after terrorists fired rockets into its territory today. The military says it closed the crossings after a rocket was launched into Israel from Gaza over the weekend, the second such rocket fired at Israel since the end of the 50-day Gaza war this summer with Hamas. Two rockets exploded in open fields. Nobody was injured. Authorities in Kansas say the bodies of all four victims who died as a result of a plane crash at Wichita's main airport have been recovered from a flight training facility that was struck by the aircraft. Three victims who were in a flight simulator at the time the plane hit Thursday were pulled from the rubble Friday. The pilot's body was removed from the building yesterday. This is SRN News.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-491-1850. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-491-1850. That's 1-800-491-1850. Call 1-800-491-1850.
A Kenyan military official says troops shot and killed six machete-wielding attackers today who tried to gain entry into a barracks on the coast. The gang of about 15 people tried to carry out the attack in Mombasa. Initially, two attackers tried to attack the military guard with machetes. Then others came and troops opened fire. The government has also confirmed 22 police were killed yesterday in an ambush in the country's north. A preliminary death toll was short of that. The president has traveled to the site and talked with local leaders. Mexican officials have confirmed through DNA testing that three U.S. citizens were amongst the four bodies found shot to death near the border more than 2 weeks after they disappeared. The Mexican father of the three Americans had previously identified his children from photos of the bodies found near the border city of Matamoros. Officials say they are investigating a possible police connection to the deaths. The families say the witnesses told them they were taken away by armed men. This is SRN News. A series of graffiti paintings on rocks in national parks across the West has angered many people who say they've desecrated some of the most picturesque landscapes.
The graffiti set off a furor on social media this month. They've also created a headache for park managers who have the delicate task of cleaning up the sites without causing further damage. It won't be easy to get rid of the paintings. Sandblasting and some chemical strippers can cause even more damage to irreplaceable natural features, especially if graffiti is near ancient rock art. In some cases, workers use plastic kitchen spatulas to painstakingly scrape off the paint. Investigators now say they've confirmed the graffiti at 8 national parks. Patrick Foss, SRN News.
Order is being restored in the courthouse at St. George, Utah, with the removal of dozens of bats from the building. The Brazilian free-tailed bats were discovered last week. More than 50 have been removed from the attic and other areas of the building so far this weekend, and the work continues today. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I thought you were almost going to hear the whole song on that one.
maybe we should.
Good old Jackson Browne. Oh, my gosh. You're joining We the People Radio here at KCNR. You can join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. And we're having a little headphone thing that's going on this morning. It's kind of like the Three Stooges without the sound. So it's like a quiet Three Stooges. Bob only has a left ear piece, so then he took one off, tried to make a headset, but now he's got two of... Oh, Tracy's just broke off. We're wrecking the place, for heaven's sakes. What a bunch of goofballs. All right, Kirsten, so much for that 5 minutes. That was a fast 5 minutes. We have... Kirsten Lombard on with us this morning. She has written a snazzy book called Common Ground on Common Core. Bob wants me to remind people, this will be our last show for a while. So we're looking for a sponsorship. If anybody would like to continue the show, we won't be funded through the Tea Party, actually. They're going to do some different stuff with programming during this time. So we're looking at maybe doing later in the afternoon or something like that. And you can find contact information for us, and you can hear Bill drinking juice.
I'm overheating, okay?
He's over there, like, sloshing.
It's a hot topic.
Great okay. Sound effects. You can find all that on the website, wethepeopleradio.us. All righty. Is that good? Is that what you wanted me to say? He was shooting me a smoke signal while he was playing with his headphones. It's a multitasking deal in here. Oh, my gosh. All right, Kirsten, you were talking about the final section in the book. We also wanted to discuss the not only what people could do locally, but also the parental rights issue, because I think that's a lot bigger than people realize.
Yeah, Common Core really is an underminer of parental rights. And one of the chief ways that you see this starting to happen is in the breakdown of the relationship between parents and their children in relationship to homework. So you have a lot of situations now where children are essentially being told nobody at home is allowed to help you with your homework. You do it on your own. If you get help from the teacher, you know, while you're at school, that's fine. But once you go home, your parents are not allowed to help you. And Karen Lamoureux, who is just a dynamite activist in Arkansas, has written about this. I believe it's Arkansas. And she is looking at, for example, the fact that kids are coming home, they're not able to complete their homework on their own, at least not without a tremendous amount of stress and effort. When parents offer to help, they're being told, no, if you help me, I'm going to get in trouble. Well, why is that happening? I think we really need to be asking, why is it that a parent would not be allowed to help a child with homework?
Well, it screws up the programming. Come on. I mean, the whole programming thing is going to get messed up if they stick their nose in it.
Well, I think that's definitely a part of it. The parent has to be marginalized if this is all going to work, you know, in the way that they want. That is correct.
Yeah, and that, you know, it's interesting, though, because the parents bring a historical perspective and common sense and all those things, and if it's about blindly following, that's actually going to blow the program. So how long before there is no homework and everything is done at school out of the parents' reach?
Well, in a way, that's already happening. You see a lot of these one-on-one initiatives happening where every child is being given a tablet or a laptop computer. And the homework is often on the computer or it's in the cloud somewhere where, you know, the kid has to access it through an internet connection or whatever. But the parent never sees the homework. The parent never sees any of it. And again, even if they are allowed to see it, they're not allowed to assist in many cases. So, we are seeing this situation in which parents are being marginalized. Well, who really should the customer for education be, or the customers for education be? The customers for education should be the parent and the child. But what is happening is that the customers for education have been totally flipped. Now parents are just the suppliers of raw material. Students are raw material. The parents are the suppliers of that. Once they've supplied the raw material, their job is to sit down and shut up and get out of the way. Who is the customer for education now? It is government and it is big business. Those are the two customers. And that's a very frightening situation when you start to think about it, because what government and big business want, you know, the public-private partnership that is behind Common Core, they're getting what they want out of the deal. They're getting the data. They're getting the raw material, the students who they can plug into these slots in, you know, jobs of the future, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're getting the captive audience, the captive customers in the classroom, you know, when kids are being directly marketed to. They're getting what they want. They're getting the control. They're getting the money. They're getting the data. They're getting all of that. Meanwhile, the parent who really should be in charge of the child, who really should be the last, you know, word on, you know, what the child learns, how they learn it, when they learn it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that person is being totally slid out of the picture, right along with the teacher who desperately wants the child to learn and whose hands are being tied from assisting that child in learning.
Well, the sad fact is, I think, too, the government's made us all work to the point, of course, probably to pay for our taxes for Obamacare coming up here in tax time. But, you know, they've made us so busy. I think that a lot of people just cannot, it's just too much. And of course, the government's made it very well known that, of course, these kids don't belong to us anymore. So, right. You know, and that's the sad fact is I think parents are just so busy. And I know there's parents out there that care. And, yep. And they're just so busy. And I think you're right. I think your book, I was talking to my husband last night. I would really like to buy one of your books because it has a lot of different people in there that give different opinions. It's not just, you know, essays and stuff that are all different. And I really looked forward to reading that.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear you say that. Thank you so much. I think really quite different than anything else that's out on the market concerning Common Core. And I do think that people, as they pick it up, will find that each of the essays is strong in its own way and provides really valuable insight and assistance to people trying to understand.
Well, it's interesting because we're having, of course, you know, some non sequitur chat on the chat window here. But one part that was kind of funny is the one guy said, you know, get back in line. And somebody else said, you know, what kind of a team are we going to make? And guy says, the A team or F troop. So for those of us over, what, 40 maybe, you know, F troop, I think that is what it's going to look like, actually, by the time they get done with everybody. Because I don't think people do this well. I mean, we don't get programmed well. There's always somebody who still has an individual thought.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you think that'll head? Did you talk to any of the folks that you spoke with in your interviewing? Where do they see this going? Do they think that it'll actually work and get everybody in the net and haul them off to market? Or do you think that it'll start, you know, rebellion and, you know, homeschooling fire, you know?
Well, I think certainly there are people who do believe this is going to work and who are putting, you know, just a ton of stock in social engineering. Bill Gates, you know, certainly being one of them. And when you look at the amount of money that, you know, Microsoft stands to make from the infrastructure and the ongoing maintenance of Common Core, you know, that's... They want this from a number of different standpoints. There's some people who want to be able to slot kids. There's some people who want the money from the infrastructure that they're going to be able to lay down and maintain. You know, certainly Microsoft is in that position. There's a whole lot of reasons why people want this. The question is, will it last? Can it really last? The book now has a foreword. We were so excited to get a foreword out of former U.S. Congressman Ron Paul, who is an education activist in his own right.
Well, there's a troublemaker right there.
Yes.
He is not
God
a good team
him.
Player.
He's not a team player.
Not a good team player.
Right. Right. And he just, you know, frankly says in his foreword, look, this is central planning. It's central planning, and it is going to fail the way all central planning does. It can't work. You know, the people who want to run central planning always think it's going to work, and they want to believe it can work because they have the control, and they're getting the money out of it. That's the public-private partnership aspect of this thing, again, with big business and big government holding hands to push this through. But, you know, ultimately, this stuff doesn't and can't work. That's absolutely right. It will collapse, but not before there's been a whole lot of damage done to children, to parental rights, to the craft of teaching, to society more broadly. Because, look, all of this hurts our society in the end. That's what it does.
Well, the impact of this won't be seen for several years, and then we're going to be looking at a labor force that is in ruin. You know, you won't be able to find people to work in different industries because they got in the wrong line in school and they just don't know anything.
Well, it's tough because we already see vestiges of this. I tell you, if you want to have a good time, take a 50-cent piece to the store and hand it to somebody under 30.
Or a silver dollar.
Actually, the 50-cent piece, because I got those for change. Somebody, you know, it's like they said, oh, we just love to have unique change. So they gave me a bunch of $2 bills and 50-cent pieces. I'm like, thank you. So anyway, I had to, you know, get rid of these, right? So I give them to a kid, and they looked at me like I was totally, I mean, they actually thought it was counterfeit money. They had to bring in, like, an adult.
A PIC.
PIC. Person in charge. To the counter, please. So go figure, you know. That's where we're headed. They will be missing all sorts of big pieces in this puzzle.
Well, I know we got in trouble when they started putting pictures on the keyboard on the cash registers rather than numbers.
Well, that's what my son last night at dinner time, he goes, could you imagine if the computers somehow go down in the grocery store and you're in line and you see one of the kids that just came out of Common Core graduate and he's writing boxes down for numbers and adding all your groceries up because...
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
3 weeks later, you know, after you've eaten all the groceries, you can go home now. You'd have to eat them in the store.
Yeah.
We've got to take a quick break here. We're going to be back with Kirsten Lombard here. We're talking about Common Ground, Common Core. Phone number is 530-605-4567. We sort of forget about that because we don't have a lot of, mostly people who listen. It's Sunday morning, for heaven's sakes. Yeah, have a little coffee. Get all wound up. We'll be right back with you.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn's busted.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
At Shasta Spine Specialists, we have more to offer. We want you to acquire true health. Our methods are vast and can range from traditional chiropractic care to the latest cutting-edge technologies available, such as the DRX-9000 non-surgical spinal decompression system. Treatments can include stretching, exercises, cold laser, ultrasound, several different forms of electric muscle stimulation, whirlpool, traction, and more. We get results. At Shasta Spine Specialists, we have over an 80% success rate at reducing or eliminating your pain. Why wait any longer? Shasta Spine Specialists, located at 153 Hartnell Avenue, across from the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Call us at 243-2300 or visit our website at ShastaDRX.com.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Not anymore.
It'll be a lonely day, too.
Just go. Just go into the night.
Yeah, that, you know, the thought police are coming, huh? So Tracy's husband called on the break. We gave him the phone number and he called in. Look at that. It's amazing. Go ahead and fire his question.
Kirsten, are you still there?
I am.
Okay. Is there any signs of the, you know, out of the Promoting Grit and Tenacity book that you had mentioned earlier, it is now actually starting to compare with what's the actual government. I mean, that was written in 2013, and now it's starting to show up. It's starting to match what they're doing, of course. Has there been any detrimental problems with kids with the psychometric testing that's already begun in New York? I know the psychologist came up, but have you interviewed anybody that actually states...
Yes. Mary Calamia, who's a licensed social worker in the state of New York on Long Island, has an essay in the book that is literally heartrending. She talks about the uptick in her professional practice, her personal professional practice, in terms of the number of people that she started to have to see or took into her practice. Kids who were struggling with the high stakes testing and also with some of the developmentally inappropriate learning models and approaches that are leveraged within Common Core. Don't ever let anybody tell you it's just standards. It's not just standards, because there's so much embedded pedagogy in these things, it's ridiculous. But she talks about, you know, kids cutting, sleeping with their parents again because they're too frightened to sleep alone. Just an incredible range, wetting the bed, incredible range of behaviors that, you know, most of these kids should either have outgrown or shouldn't be engaging in, should not feel the level of stress that they do.
But it's happening. These tests are, and these developmentally inappropriate learning approaches are causing a tremendous amount of problems for kids. Yes.
Tracy's shaking her head. This is like court. The court reporter cannot record you shaking your head.
I just don't get it. You know, New York's already went through with this, and I just don't get, you know, at least us, I know we're the last ones to basically implement it. You guys were kind of in the center, but I just don't get it. Why don't these states open their eyes to see what's going on with New York? And I think there's another state out there that's having issues right now, too. Wasn't there Maine or some other state out there that was actually doing it, too, as well, prior?
I think that the two earliest states to implement were New York and Kentucky, and both of those have seen significant problems, yes. And there are others now that are, you know, sort of starting to slide into place. This is the academic year in which most states will see full implementation in the classroom, and it's very troubling. And I can totally appreciate you shaking your head and asking the questions that you're asking, Tracy, because we've asked him here in Wisconsin. We sent a series of open letters over the course of a year and a half to legislators, the governor, to, you know, a range of folks at the state level, saying, "Look, this is what's coming your way. You know, we don't have to guess about what it's going to look like. Here's what it looks like. You know, stop it before it's fully implemented." And we are in a state with a Republican governor and a Republican-controlled legislature in both chambers, and we couldn't get a single helpful bill passed. We couldn't get anything stopped, rolled back, you know, paused, nothing.
Well, so much for that theory. And so we have Rick on the line, on the other line, actually. Do you have a question for Kirsten?
Yes. First, a bit of background. My wife is a newly minted, at least in Alaska, a newly minted preschool teacher. She's teaching a bunch of fourth graders on the Bering Straits. And when she was down here going to Simpson, she, you know, I'm bringing up some things about Common Core, and she's graduated with her bachelor's, and she's passed all of the California state required, except for the RECA, which is, you know, you have to prove that you know how to teach someone how to read. She's almost passed that. Anyway, she's in her, she's almost done with her master's, and this is from Simpson. But when I talk to her about Common Core, and I'm by no means an expert, but when I talk to her about it, she doesn't want to hear about it because, well, I'm not sure if she's afraid that she's going to find out things that aren't going to set well, and she's going to have to ask questions of her teachers at Simpson, and is it going to mess up her career? I'm also concerned about scripting. She has to teach. She didn't sound very happy about this. She has to teach from a script, and she may not differ from that script.
Oh, it's a good thing I'm still not doing that. I suck at scripting.
So is that all part of Common Core, teaching from a script?
Can you tell me what subject matter she's teaching?
Well, she's teaching preschool to a bunch of fourth graders.
Okay.
Or excuse me, preschool. It may be fourth graders later on. 4-year-olds.
Right. Well, what I can tell you is that in the colleges of education across the United States, they are all being aligned to Common Core. That is what's being taught to the people who are learning to be teachers, and they are very much being trained not to question. The questioning is a no-no. They need compliant teachers to make this situation work. And so if you've got teachers who are questioning, who feel emboldened to, you know, step outside of the lines, you know, dip their toe into the, you know, water of being different than everybody else, that's a problem because you potentially have the whole system collapse if you get enough of those people. So that it's not surprising to me that's what you're seeing, that A, she doesn't want to hear about it, that she's being scripted. This is all pretty typical, actually.
I would think then, and she's in her 50s, I would think then she would be not the age of teachers you would want. She's seen enough of life to know that she needs to question some things.
Except she has bills and debt and things she's got to cover, so she's a little more vested. Harder to switch teams at that point. I'm 53, so I guess I'm kind of an expert.
Absolutely. You know, that's an excellent point, Erin, because, again, you know, everything's now tied to these high-stakes tests. And, frankly, if you're not in compliance, there are going to be consequences for you.
Yeah. That
there are now permanent records for teachers as well. It's not just students. So, you know, you start to be branded as a troublemaker if you step out of line too much.
So, Rick, is she at the grocery store right now? Are you ever tied up in the back room? Where is she?
I said she's in Alaska and I'm in Redding.
Oh, she is. She's in Alaska now.
She's okay. In Alaska. She's at St. Michael on St. Michael's Island on the south edge of the Norton Sound.
Hmm.
Wow. And what grade does she teach?
She's teaching preschool. She's teaching, they have 3 and 4 year olds. She's teaching the 4 year olds.
Okay.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out at your house.
I don't
envy you.
We Skype every day.
Wow.
Well, do you recommend anything that he can do or she can do, actually, if she does start? I know some of the teachers' unions in some areas are actually against Common Core. I don't know if I should be saying that online or on air, but
no one will know.
No, I've heard that as well.
Is there any way that she can start? You know, some of these teachers really do not like it. And is there any place that they can go to that you know of, Kirsten, that they can start turning to, you know, and start, forming a group themselves and start fighting against this too as well?
Absolutely. I think there are a few organizations that I think of, if nothing else, to start getting some good information. For teachers, it's a little bit more on the lefty side of things, but still, you know, very, very virulently anti-Common Core, really working hard to push back against that. The Badass Teachers Association, that's a bunch of people who are really, doing their best to fight back against this. So those are people that she could potentially make contact with, or any teacher could. Also, United Opt Out National, which is really probably more geared towards teachers or towards parents in a way, because it's helping parents to opt their kids out of the tests. They and American Principals Project and some other organizations are really great at providing information. So, you know, depending on, United Opt Out National also kind of a little bit more on the lefty side, but providing great information. And I know plenty of people on both sides of the aisle who've gone there for help and just good information, as well as American Principals Project. The book itself is just a great, tool, and again, very specifically constructed to avoid partisan language, anything that would immediately cause somebody to shut down to any of the information anywhere has been stripped out. So that's a great resource as well.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Rick, for your call.
Thank you.
We are going to depart for another break here. We're in our last half hour of the last show. Dun, 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 dun. So join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. You'll find the links that Kirsten just told us. We'll add those after the fact, and that webpage will remain up regardless. Here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Classroom. Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find a gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey folks, do you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Soon we'll always start the same every day. The pledge of allegiance, then someone will pray. Not every kid made the team when they drive. We got disappointed, and that was all right. We turned out all right. It was a different life when we were boys and girls. Not just a different time. It was a
and one a lot of people want to go back to, which I guess makes us bad.
So, Kirsten, on this Common Core thing, if people are opting out and homeschooling, do you guys, you know, in your research, did you figure out what was going to happen to those folks and their kids?
It is not risk-free to opt your children out of the tests. And one of the reasons that that is the case is that these tests are now all being, well, for example, tests like ACT and SAT are being aligned to the Common Core. And getting into colleges and universities, you know, those institutions use ACT and SAT. So depending, you know, that may be an issue if you opt your kids out of those. If you opt your kids out of some of the testing at the lower grades, you know, pre-college application, that opt-out is likely going in your children's record, and nobody really knows how that's going to be looked at yet. So, you know, there are people saying, well, this is going to be a big black mark on your kid's record. I frankly think it's worth the risk, and the reason I say that is that, again, this whole machine runs on data. And unless a significant number of people start depriving the machine of data, the machine is going to continue on. So the only way to shut this thing down is to have people get brave and start standing up and opting out. For homeschoolers, this also becomes a problem because while they're outside of the system and they may not be engaging in, you know, some of the testing, depending on what the homeschooling laws are in your state, you know, there is some of this that they are probably going to have to do. And again, they are going to run into the same problem with the aligned testing at the, you know, college entrance level. So, you know, this is, again, it's not risk-free, but if we're going to shut down the data beast, somebody's got to stand up somewhere.
Well, Kirsten, too, you know, as a parent, it hits you pretty hard if you think about the psychometric testing and opt out. Huh, let's see, let's go for the psychometric testing or opt out. I would much rather, you know, go with the opt out. I think, you know, and I think a lot of parents aren't, you know, seeing, I don't know if they know about the psychometric testing at the other, the assessment portion of this part.
Well, the superintendent of schools didn't know, so I'm kind of thinking a lot of the parents don't know.
They don't. You're absolutely right. They don't. And I think if they did, I mean, I don't think anybody would want, you know, people having information about their child that would allow their children to be leveraged in certain ways or, you know, manipulated in certain ways, which is essentially what this data permits. So, you know, that is, you know, an excellent, excellent point, Tracy.
You also, Tracy also learned that when you opt your kid out and they're of working age, that they can't get a work permit now. That's a one way for the school district to punish your child.
Yes. Yes. I think that states, so I know it's so difficult because not everybody can pick up and leave, but states that are doing that sort of thing, and I'm sure that they are being pressured to do this sort of thing by those who are propagating the system. States who are folding on that and engaging in that, they should lose people in droves. People should pick up and move.
Hmm. There you go. We'll be opting. That'll be the opt-in.
So is there room over there where you're at, Kirsten?
I wish I could say it was looking a lot better over here. I don't know what's going to go on with work permits. I haven't seen that yet. But what we have seen in Wisconsin is an accountability bill that we tried to warn legislators off of and that they passed anyway. And essentially what that accountability bill does is it brings essentially all schools who take any public money whatsoever, including voucher schools, under the same accountability standards in Wisconsin, which here will be Common Core.
Fascinating. Hey, and there's a data selling component to all of this. And some of our local schools have apparently sold the data. So we're not just talking like, do kids want red fire trucks instead of blue fire trucks? Do they prefer, you know, sweatshirts over T-shirts? We're not talking that kind of stuff. Give folks right. a little snapshot on what kind of data will be sold and how it'll be used. Can do that in 2 minutes?
Depending on what, and Tracy, I would love it if you'd chime in here too. I'm guessing you know a ton about this.
Yeah, Tracy.
But depending on what state you're in, there are as many as 400 to 800 data points or more that are being collected on your child through these tests. And that is not just, that's not academic information. that's everything from, whether your child is somebody who can be easily led, that's, you know, whether your child is a Protestant or Catholic or a or Jewish or Muslim. I mean, there's all kinds of health-related information that is being collected, biometric information in some cases may be being collected. I mean, it's crazy the amount of stuff that they are gathering and storing and then leveraging through big data practices.
Exactly. And I think, Kirsten, when I was doing this, you know, the longitudinal database that we put in that we had discussed a little bit here in the state of California, I know all the states have actually got it all implemented. But just the information that you sign up to put your child into school, the information of how far did your parents graduate, how long, you know, what is right. the education, your lunch programs that you have to put your income on, how much money does the actual family make, yep. that all gets inputted into this system too as well. So it's not just the children's data, it's also the parents' data. And I think too, yeah. that opens your eyes to what exactly they're really planning on doing. And they're connecting the dots as they go on with this data. It doesn't just disappear. The ID, the Social Security numbers do get attached. These databases talk. And
they do.
And that's the scary thing is I think technology has gotten way, way far advanced. And I think people don't realize how advanced they really are. And that's the scary thing. I think when you start seeing your healthcare, you know, go to computer databases, you know, everything's computerized. And then, not to change the subject, but we had our daughter in school that we came with a notice that says, has your child seen a dentist? And if so, how many cavities do they have? And when do they brush? And this, all this information is going into the database from the school system. So, it, right. of course, I did not do that. I was a bad girl. I felt that it was none of their business that the school needed to require that information from me. That was my business.
Do the parents fight about money? Do they have a savings account?
Yes.
Do you feel like they've planned adequately for their future? Do you want to be in the same position as your parents when you're their age? I mean, really?
Right.
Yeah, all this data is going into one database. You're right, Kirsten. And it's a little scary when you think about just how much information is going in there.
Absolutely. And when you start understanding anything about big data and how big data works, you know, this is data mining. It's not just data gathering. It's not just the fact that it's going to be sitting on a server somewhere that, you know, somebody can look it up. I mean, they are crunching this data, and they are coming up with additional information, extrapolating additional information out of it. That's terrifying. And with the stripping away of privacy rights through the the FERPA laws, which are supposed to protect children and family privacy in the education realm. All that's been stripped away. So basically now anybody can get your child's data or your family data that's been collected and whatever is extrapolated out of it simply by saying they need it. As long as they say they need it in the quote-unquote right way, if you claim to be a researcher, if you claim to be a state agency or, you know, whoever it is, a Department of Workforce Development, it doesn't matter. As long as you say that you need it in the right way, you're going to get it. You can't believe the number of people who are empowered to hand that data over. It's not just the federal government. Your local school district is empowered to hand that data over to people. Your state Department of Education is empowered to hand that data over. So, I mean, literally, it is now a free-for-all on child and family data that's being collected for these longitudinal databases.
I just wanted to let you know, too, I found out that there are a lot of research people that are actually going, not just like a computer or anything. I'm talking about research as in medical researchers mm-hmm. want that data too as well. And I think a lot of people just think of researchers as game producers or your advertisement people. But no, it's definitely research as a medical too as well. They yeah. want this information. And I think a lot of parents don't think about that end of it too as well.
Right.
All right, we have to take our final break on our final show. How fitting, eh? So thank you all for listening. This is We the People Radio. You will join us online in the future at wethepeopleradio.us. We'll keep you posted if we come back on. Looking for, sponsors, etc. And Bob's got a fun song for us. Go, Bob.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of me.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
When we got no choice, all the girls and boys, making all that noise, cause they found new toys.
Wow, who would have thought Alice Cooper was a prophet?
That scares me.
He saw it coming.
That frightens me in a deep level. So, Kirsten, just in case you need some songs to promote your book, I think you have a nice cache right now for that.
I certainly do. Brilliant.
Bob, kudos. That was a, yeah. I saw Alice Cooper over there on your screen. It's like, Alice Cooper, how's that going to work itself in perfectly? Oh, my gosh. So we've just got a few minutes here at the end, but we have a caller actually on the line who wanted to know how to get your book who did not have a computer. So we should, I'm assuming there are more people than just that one person who wants to know. The book is called Common Ground on Common Core, Voices from Across the Political Spectrum Exposing, I just ran out of. There we go, exposing the realities of the Common Core state standards. And the author here that has been joining us, her name is Kirsten Lombard, K-I-R-S-T-E-N, and it's Lombard, like the street, the curvy street, L-O-M-B-A-R-D. And if you can't find it or you're stuck or whatever, you can always give me a call. My phone number is 530-515-7135, and it's on the website, wethepeopleradio.us. So there you go. You got the phone, you got a search tool, and you've got the book, the author, and the everything. Oh, and you got the pen. You got your pen and a phone. With a pen and a phone, heck, you can run the country.
There you go. And certainly the book is available right on the Resounding Books website. That's the publishing company that I run and out of which the book has been published. And it's resoundingbooks.org. And if you go to that website, it's a really easy process to order the print version of the book.
True story, and it's right there. And it's on our site as well. We have that linked along with videos of Kirsten. So if you heard this program and you're thinking, oh, my sister, my brother, my mom, or whoever, the archives will remain up and be sitting right here for you along with the sound file so you can send this show and all of its content to anybody you like. Kirsten, so in kind of the final throws here, what would you like to put out about the book besides the fact it's a great resource?
Well, I think that we do need to move into a new phase now. I think of talking to each other and working together across traditional lines. We have been, as I mentioned earlier in the program, pitted against each other for so long, and it does not serve us. It only serves the people who are advancing the bad stuff. What has been sort of interesting is that there is a specialization of concerns that has developed along the political spectrum. People on what we consider the left have been very concerned with big business, quote-unquote evil corporations and the bad stuff that happens there. And they've got some legitimate complaints. People on the quote-unquote right have been concerned about big government and the infringements of big government on people. And they also have some legitimate complaints. With Common Core, they're both right. They're both right because it is big government and big business that are holding hands. And I think the sooner we realize that and start talking to each other, we can get some great work done and I think really push back against Common Core together in a significant and meaningful way.
And Kirsten, I wanted to let you know, I've only been doing this for 2 months, and you know, it's amazing to see the states are actually, we're all starting to work together, and it's really neat. I've met a lot of people on my journey so far too as well, and I would love to get in touch with you. And as states get together, I've noticed people are gathering. It's a neat process to see, no matter what color we are, what religion we are, it's just really neat. And it doesn't matter what size, Democrat or Republican, it seems like we're all pretty much
on the same page.
Exactly.
Absolutely. There's plenty of common ground.
Exactly. And I, like I said, I look forward to reading your book. So I hope a lot of other people realize that there is a lot of information in this book. So,
and this is definitely not something that we should just roll over for, and take it. It's not a foregone conclusion. We have somebody on the chat that said it's well beyond the tipping point. You were complacent for too long. Your kind and way of thought is sliding into extinction, and there's nothing you can do about it. So for all those people out there who were thinking they weren't going to maybe push back on this because maybe it looked too hard or they didn't have time, maybe that'll get you out of your chair. There's nothing you can do about it? Really?
There's plenty.
Wow.
Absolutely plenty.
Yeah, so go ahead and keep writing books, Kirsten, because we're counting on it. And for the guy who said there's no point in having kids because they're all just going to be dumbed down and it's not worth it, bottom line is, who's going to fight this thing long term? All these different things. I mean, where will the next generation of patriots come from? It'll come from people who get it. So
that's right.
That's exactly how that happens. Well, Kirsten, we have like 1 minute left. Thank you so much for joining us. Is it a lovely day in Wisconsin today?
It is a blustery day in Wisconsin, but the sun is shining, and I'll take it.
Nice. Well, we really appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kirsten.
For spending you would be the early afternoon with you, and appreciate it a lot. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and join us online, wethepeopleradio.us, and you can find our information there. The archives will stay there. And if you don't have that and you want us to burn some CDs for you, give me a call. It's 530-515-7135. So, bye, kids.
Yep, it's been fun.
Have a good one. Thanks a lot, Bob. Thanks, Tracy. Tracy just got good at radio, darn it.
Thank you, Bird. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bob, for a good job.
We'll do it again sometime.
The final rhyme.
Wake up, America, you're too young to die. Let's run.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Candidates in crucial Senate races doing their final days of stumping with Tuesday's vote at hand. Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney says the midterm elections are the last chance for America to pass judge on President Obama's administration.
He's not on the ballot, but his policies are. That includes hesitancy and weakness abroad, which has led to a certain degree to the rise of ISIS. It also includes the violation of the most fundamental promise of Obamacare, to let people keep their doctor and their insurance if they wanted to keep it.
He was a guest on Fox News Sunday. Vice President Biden is poised to grab the spotlight if the Senate races end up on a 50-50 split.
Republicans need to capture 6 Senate seats in Tuesday's election to seize the majority. But if the GOP picks up only 5 seats, it would effectively split the 100-member Senate between the two parties. And that would elevate the vice president's role as the 100-